بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأسوأ طريق له في ذلك وأرشد ما يسلكه من المسالك التأدب بما صح عن نبينا سيد الأولين والآخرين. In the previous lines of the foreword of this kitab, the author, the compiler, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, explained that what he has explained before is that we should be preparing for the akhirah. That must be our object in life. Dunya is a necessity, and a necessity must be seen to as a necessity. As ulama has explained, a nice way to understand that is to go to the toilet is a necessity. So we go, but we don't stay there, we don't waste time there. As soon as the necessity is over, we come out from there. Like that is this dunya, a necessity. So we engaged in the dunya as much as is necessary for us. As soon as we are finished with our necessity of earning our livelihood, seeing to our other needs, etc., then we must get engaged again in the akhirat, preparing for our eternal, everlasting life in the akhirat. So after saying that, now he says the route to reach that, in order to worship Allah and to please Allah, what is the way of doing that? For that he says that, وَأَسْوَبُ طَرِيقٍ لَهُ فِي ذَٰلِكَ. And the most appropriate way in order to achieve that, to make our lives for the akhirat, we have a perfect example in front of us, and that is what we must choose. وَأَرْشَدُ مَا يَسْلُكُهُ مِنَ الْمَسَالِكِ. And the most wise way of all the roads and the paths that can be taken that lead towards that. And this path is also known as suluk, that is the path of islah, which is also known as tasawwuf. So suluk simply means the road that we have to follow, the road that we have to walk in order to reach. So he says the most appropriate, the most wise, the most correct way in order to achieve this of pleasing Allah Ta'ala, at-ta'addubu bima sahha an-nabiyyina sayyidil awwalina wal akhirin. That we make a model example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we take him as our model and we try and emulate him. Nobody can become like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we keep his model in front of us, and all that which has been correct, which came from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, the commentators of the kitab explain in great detail, and the ulama have done us great favors that they have differentiated from all those ahadith which are known as mawdu'at, that is fabricated, though we call them hadith, but that also, and the weaker hadith, when they come in contrast with a stronger hadith, all that has been clearly mentioned. And Imam Nawawi rahmatullah ali himself was a master in this field, and in this kitab Riyadus Salihin, he has given us the perfect correct ahadith that we have to follow. So they have relieved us of all that hard intellectual and academic work of distinguishing between the stronger and the weaker, those which are hadith and which are fabricated ones. All that they have made very clear, so now we have it ready, just like as explained, a ta'addub also is like a inviting person to a meal. When inviting a person to a meal, that person doesn't have to do anything. The meal is ready. All he has to do is to eat now. So the same way, here also in this ma'aduba, in this dastarkhan of the ahadith, everything is ready. Now we must just eat from it, that is, we must just now practice upon it. All the difficult and hard work has been done for us, like a da'wat, we don't have to do anything, we don't have to go and do shopping, we don't have to light a fire, we don't have to do anything, we just have to wash our hands, sit down and eat. Like that, the whole the way to reach Allah, the most correct, most pure and the most supreme way, is to follow the teachings of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akrami sabiqeen wal lahiqeen. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most honorable of the former people and of the latter people. Allah has made and given us, no matter how much shukr we make on this ni'mat also, that Allah made our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam the master of all the anbiya. In this world also, on the day of Qiyamah also, everyone will be going to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi wa ala sa'irin nabiyyin. May the special favors, salawat means the special rahmat of Allah. Rahmat is the mercy of Allah. And when Allah's rahmat comes down upon us, we have got everything. And just by the way, which is very important for the present time also, the minute a person engages in anything which is fruitless, that is la yani, in which he does not benefit anything in his deen nor in his dunya, then immediately Allah's rahmat goes away from him. Even if he is not engaged in guna. So we should think very carefully presently about the World Cup, Soccer Cup, in what we are engaging. If we get engaged in all that, that is not only la yani, that is much more than that. But even in just la yani, which is fruitless, which is there is no benefit for us in deen or dunya, Allah's rahmat goes away. And Allah's rahmat is what we need very greatly. And if Allah's rahmat is not there, then the opposite is a very serious condition on a person. If Allah's rahmat is not on a person, then it is a very serious condition it is what he is in. So we should be very cautious about these things and not carried away with the flow of the world. And also one person mentioned that years ago he should listen to BBC News. In there the Queen told, get Muslim youth involved in all the soccer and that. So we can see they have got a great agenda for us. And what they, where they want to take us away from our deen. So we are fast asleep. We are not conscious of it. And we just go with the tide in whichever direction the tide is going. May Allah protect us all in every way. وَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Help one another on piety, on pious deeds, and on taqwa, on piety. So this also, he's compiling this hadith in order to help one another. He has prepared everything for us, prepared the dasturkhan, the food, and he is now presenting the food. It is just for us to eat. So this is the greatest help we can give to one another. We help one another in various other things, but the greatest help is the help of deen. That you get a person to practice upon deen and to prepare for the eternal and everlasting life of the year after, and to be saved from that misery and punishment which is in the year after, which is also eternal. May Allah protect us. So may Allah let us go forward as we will go, read the hadith with this in mind, to bring it in our lives and to prepare for akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.